It is 2 o'clock. I'm Maya Jensen, and this is live from Studio 8. This afternoon, we welcome local duo to the studio, Christopher and Abby Jo Robin, new to Duluth, and you may have seen them in the Duluth Homegrown Music Festival this year. Stay tuned. We have a set of tunes, some conversation here on live from Studio A, and you can see them tonight performing at the Chester Creek Concert Series. With the concerts kicking off a little early for the next couple weeks, as summer is, nightfall happens a little sooner, so the concert kicks off at 6:30 tonight rather than the usual 7. So, well, welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Maya. It's good to be here. Beautiful day today. It's even nicer in your studio right now, though.
So we have Christopher and Abby Jo Robin here on the guitar and the banjo, and we'll mix it up. We'll kick off with a tune, and then we'll chat.
Sounds good.
What are we going to hear first?
The first song we're going to play for you is Son of the Machine.
Son of the Machine, you better do what they say. You better say what you mean if you want to play the game. Leave the ones you love so you can go and build it up. Son of the Machine, you can leave all your greed in the empty dead sea. You can choose your own thoughts and what you wish to believe. We are all a part of the machine. Build it up for the loving arms we need. So go on, build it up. So go on, build it up. So go on, build it up. Son of the Machine. Have we gone too far? Is what it is who we are. Get me out of this car. Son of the Machine. We can build it up with love. We can somehow rise above. Son of the Machine. Go on, build it up. So go on, build it up. So go on, build it up. Son of the machine. So go on, build it up. So go on, build it up. So go on, build it up. Son of the machine.
Mama Stolen Horses here live from Studio A. Hey, great to have you guys in.
Thanks for having us here.
Well, how long have you been in Duluth?
We just moved to Duluth early April.
And you got to play Homegrown. Nick of time, huh? Yeah.
We were here last fall kind of checking out Duluth and experiencing some of the local music scene and just fell in love with it up here. Started playing music at the Amazing Grace. That was our first place we started playing in Duluth. But since we've played at Sir Ben's and at Tycoon's and Beaner Central.
So you just dove right in.
We did. We saw the swimming pool. It looked nice.
Well, you know, you play a lot of different instruments. Let's talk about, you know, you're just a duo, but you really fill up the room with, you know, a lot of harmony and playing off each other with the two, with all that strumming. So you play a lot of instruments and you mix it up. So talk about that. That's Abby Jump.
Well, we like to... We can't really decide what instrument we like to play the best. So it started with us both just playing guitar about 10 years ago when we met. And we both just had acoustic guitars and were playing together. And then about 5 or 6 years ago, Chris picked up a mandolin and started picking on it. We're like, gosh, we kind of like that sound. And then a couple years later came the banjo. And I started playing the banjo. And then he started playing the banjo. And then... I sometimes play the mandolin. We both play guitar. We also play ukulele. We just like to mix it up and have fun with it and get some different sounds.
Nice. That was a nice little journey. And from your point of view, you know, do you have a favorite at this point?
I really don't. I enjoy playing all the instruments.
Yeah.
It's something where, you know, starting off on the guitar and playing it for almost 20 years before I picked up another instrument, it was kind of being a stringed instrument. It was a good transition into other instruments. So I kind of took the easy way, and I took imprinted chord charts and just taped them to the back of my instrument. And it really helped out a lot, especially at
jam. Making the transition.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So maybe talk about how, you know, playing, now that you've mixed in the different instruments and how that affects your, kind of how that translates to your style. And do you get dubbed... You know, just a folk duo, Americana, and is there labels that you appreciate or not?
Well, you know, one label that I think I can appreciate is the Americana genre, because I think it encompasses all that. Mm-hmm. But you could easily call what we do folk music, storyteller, songwriters.
Who's the songwriter?
We both are.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, we write separate a lot of the times, like, because we'll be... You know, music comes from a special place, and sometimes it's very personal. So sometimes I'll write a song, and then I'll share it with Chris, and then he'll, you know, add his magic to it, or say, like, hey, let's do this with this chord, or let's make a few changes here, and just kind of help me put it together. And I think vice versa, but then we've also written together on a few songs, too, where we're both in the moment at that moment and are able to share it.
I think we're lucky to be able to bounce ideas off each other musically that way.
I love the instrumental stuff that you do also, like that tune, Valley of Owain.
Oh, yeah.
Valley of Owain. Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. That was kind of a tribute to an incredible musician out at the Florida Renaissance Fair is where I first heard him. And his name is Owen Fife, and he's since passed away, and actually that song was a bit of a tribute to him, because his music could really just transport you into another space, which music is great for,
right.
That escape. But yeah, that song was a tribute to Owen Fife.
Fantastic. So you were on the, we were on that Renaissance Festival.
Yeah. Yep. And we still are on that a little bit.
Awesome.
Yeah. We're glass artists and, we've been traveling the country for about a decade and living all over the place and doing festivals and playing music along the way. But we have been wanting a little bit more balance and have some more roots and travel part of the year, but not be on the road constantly. And we just fell in love with Duluth, and it's close to our family. Our family's in southern Minnesota, so that was definitely a draw. But yeah, we're just loving it here and plan to travel part of the year, go down south in the wintertime. We're okay with that. Do some festivals down there.
And this is the best time to be in Duluth right now.
It's been perfect. We love it.
We absolutely love it here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's hear another tune. Are these all originals or?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
What are we going to hear next?
Walking Free.
It's Mama's Stolen Horses here, live from Studio A.
Walk these roads, it's been our choice, living without a real home. But sometimes, babe, being a free spirit can feel like a misplaced soul. But babe, I love who you are, 'cause you're always true to yourself. And you would never compromise your beliefs to impress someone else. Well, you being you, walking free. I battle these demons, they come out at night. They tempt me with words and they shut out the lights. I needed some guidance, someone to say, take my hand and I'll show you. To the church to talk with God, but I heard all the judgments and there I felt lost. So I went to the country to let myself be alone with the world. There I felt free. Well, you being you, me being me, ain't that the life, babe? We are walking free.
Live from Studio A here. Amy on lead vocals there. You guys like to mix it up, don't you?
We do, yep.
Well, talk about your musical journey. You know, you guys came together and you play as a duo and you mix it up with the instruments, not Americana style, but what are your influences? Where are you said you played guitar for 20 years and where did you start? You know, like sometimes people start in a punk rock band and sure. You never know.
Well, I grew up in Mankato. It's a college town, a lot like Duluth. And so I was fortunate enough, I think, to be around a lot of musicians that were just local musicians growing up. So when I was 16, 17, I was playing with some local bands and just like sitting in and learning the ropes, you know, of playing music. And inspired initially by original songwriters. A friend of mine in Mankato, Ian Hilmer, he's a original singer-songwriter, and he was a big inspiration of mine early on in writing original music. And
so you started there.
Yeah, yeah.
We're thinking like, oh, it's important to doing my own stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Some people don't start there, you know?
I kind of did as well. I started playing music when I was 18, and I went to college in Mankato, which is where we went, or where we met. And I was roommates with my good friend Bobby Joe, and we were both learning how to play guitar. So we were playing covers at first, and we were just like playing the same song over and over and over and just like singing at the top of our lungs, like we must have drove everyone on our hall crazy. But it was great fun. And shortly after, I started writing. She was kind of my inspiration in a sense that she was writing right away, like right off the bat. And I was like, gosh, I want to do that, you know, form my own thoughts and put them with music. And so I had a similar experience. We met in the music scene in Mankato. I was hosting an open mic, and he was playing music there, and he asked me to play a show with him. So we got together and started learning some tunes together, and here we are now, 10 years later.
I think we watched a Bob Dylan documentary, and
he did, yeah.
That's, I think, when I put the moves on her. Yeah.
Real smooth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you have some tunes online on your website, so people can listen.
Yes.
But do you have a project in the works,
we
or
do.
What's
we
your
do.
Future?
Yeah. We're really excited about our next album. So right now we have All Roads Lead to Home out, and mm-hmm. That we recorded back in 2013, and we're really proud of it. It's a great album. But we are super excited about all the new songs we've got, which you've been hearing today, or a few of them. We just need to figure out where we're going to go and record that, mm-hmm. And how we're going to do it. So we're just kind of
looking at our options.
Yeah. We're looking at our options right. of where to do it.
Well, you moved to a music town.
I know.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So how pretty is it, sure it'll be here.
Right. Well, how has the reception been? How have you felt moving to Duluth and this music scene? That's
serendipity here? Would be the way I would describe it. Mm-hmm. What do you think,
yeah.
Abby?
Yeah, it's been wonderful. We've met so many wonderful musicians, and we've gotten to play with musicians and work together on some projects, and it's been great. It's been really.
We just played a show with Feeding Leroy, which is a great local band, and, mm-hmm. and that was just an incredible experience. We played at the Carpelli's Manuscript Museum.
Oh, yeah, right around the storm.
Right after the storm.
And they had power, and the show went on.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was
about
a magical
90
night.
Degrees in there. But it was
hot, magical night.
Yeah.
I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was hot all around town, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, fantastic.
But Duluth is an incredible wealth of talent and resources here. It's incredible for musicians. So
it's been really great.
Yeah,
for
I couldn't
us.
Be happier to be here.
So did you know before you moved to town the rich scene you were stepping into or
not? Entirely,
bit.
Not entirely.
Yeah, not entirely, but a little bit. We knew there was a good scene here, but then we got here like a couple weeks before Homegrown, and then we were just thrown into the mix during Homegrown and just so impressed with the diversity of music. We fell in love. There's a great music scene here.
Where did you play at Homegrown?
We played at Bent Paddle.
Oh, fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a small venue, but,
yeah,
but probably
cool.
rowdy and fun.
Yep, it was a little rowdy.
A little rowdy, but they make great beer. Mm-hmm. It's really good.
So you guys are playing tonight at Chester Creek Concerts, and the show kicks off, just a reminder for everybody, that the concert kicks off at 6:30 tonight instead of 7, and that there's only a couple left. It's been just some great summer nights out there in Chester Creek, and you got to bring your own chair. And let's see, I think it's Mary Bew is next week on August 16th. It's August 9th, Tuesday, and so just a couple more Chester Creek Concerts. Mama's Stolen Horses live from Studio A, and you guys are going to switch it up again.
Yes, we're switching instruments again. Chris is getting on the banjo. I'm actually staying on the guitar.
And we need one more tune here. Let's see, what are you going to do?
We're going to do a song called Lost in the Skies. And this is kind of a little love song that I wrote to Chris, and yeah, we're a couple, if you guys didn't catch that.
Married as of August 15th.
Yeah, yeah, we're coming up on 1 year here pretty soon.
Oh, congratulations.
And they said we wouldn't last. No, they didn't say that.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
All right, this is Mama's Stolen Horses. One more tune here on Live from Studio A.
whispering winds are blowing again. My shadow's running ahead. I'm always searching for something great. Well, baby, you take what you get. You're always living right now while I am always running ahead. But all we want is to be happy. Well, baby, you're always content. Say you know me better than I know myself. Well, maybe you've got something right. Well, some days it's hard to tell. 'Cause in this busy world, sometimes it is hard to settle our thoughts. But today I'm slowing down. I'll take a tip from you, my dear. I'll be by your side. You and me could go anywhere, and I know that we'll be alright.
We can take a trip to the moon, oh baby, we'll just get lost in the skies.
From Studio A, it's Mama's Stolen Horses. And thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you for having us, Maya.
Thanks so much for having us.
Have a great show tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That wraps up Live from Studio A here on KUMD. And this is Mama's Stolen Horses, a duo from Duluth here that are playing at the Chester Creek Concert Series tonight, with the show kicking off at 6:30 instead of at 7. 6:30 tonight for the next couple weeks as sun is winding down. Today's Live from Studio A was produced by Christine Dean, Chris Harwood, Aaron Welch, and myself, Maya Jensen. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3, the Duluth Alternative. Thanks for listening.